Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Check-In. Very excited today because we're going to start a new series called Mythbusters. And to lead us on that series, we have back with us today, Dr. Ankita Sagar, a Vice President for Clinical Standards here at Common Spirit and an Associate Professor at Creighton University. Ankita, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
So new series. So let's try to explain this. So we're going to take a look at some cultural beliefs out there in healthcare and narratives that we hear, and really take a little bit of a dive under the hood and see where's the evidence to support some of that. Is that a nice way to describe that? Am I accurate?
Absolutely. Yes. We're looking for the science to support our tradition.
Yeah. Great. All right. Because we often say a lot of healthcare is very cultural or traditional. And so it's good to look at the evidence. All right. So we're going to start off with a very fun topic, which is statins and muscle aches. Now, the narrative out there is when we initiate statins on our patients, a vast majority of them will experience muscle aches and pains related to their statin. So, and the worst thing that happens is we often stop those statins because of that perceived causal relationship. So tell us about this. Let's look at some of the data and the information here.
Sure. So when we asked the question, we looked at a study published in The Lancet by the Cholesterol Treatment Trialists Collaboration. They took 19 double-blind placebo-controlled trials, so statin versus placebo, all in just under 124,000 patients data reviewed. And they looked at what happens in year one with these patients and then year two. In year one, patients who reported muscle aches, 26.5% of those that were in the placebo group reported muscle aches versus 27% in the statin group reported muscle aches. Very small difference, almost negligible, I would say.
So actually a lot of muscle aches, but it just so happens that it's almost the same in both groups. So those muscle aches are not being generated by the statin. What it tells us is a lot of people have muscle aches.
Exactly.
Maybe a small sliver of patients maybe having some statin-related, you know, muscle ache. And what happened in year two in the study?
So in year two, that difference disappeared altogether. So to your point, lots of muscle aches, but it's probably not related to the statin itself.
So the narrative out there is that when we initiate statins on our patients, the vast majority of their muscle aches are related to that statin, and we should stop the statins. What do you say about that?
Absolutely. That myth is definitely busted.
All right. Our first busted myth. All right. Well, let's do another quick myth. This one is related to fasting labs. Now, this again is a cultural phenomenon. Everyone wants to go, oh, make sure you're fasting before you go to see your doctor. It creates actually a lot of difficulties in doctor's offices and patients' lives, right? Because, oh, I can't eat anything. I'm going to go in early and then I got to wait. I'm hungry. So what's the evidence that it's important we do that behind this narrative?
So great study by Mora et al. In 2019. They took the data that was collected in the ASCOT trial, which proved and was actually ended early because it showed how effective statins are in preventing heart disease. But they took that data of about 8,200 patients and said, well, what's the difference between non-fasting and fasting cholesterol profiles in these patients 4 weeks apart? And what they found was there is not much difference at all. So when it comes to whether it's understanding who is at risk for coronary events, which is most of the time while we're doing cholesterol profiles anyway, the association was zero when it comes to fasting versus non-fasting lipid profiles.
Wow, that is a big change in terms of how we think about it. So my question to you was, it comes to cardiovascular assessment and lipid profiles, fasting is important for us to consider?
Nope. We can go with non-fasting cholesterol profile. So that myth is also busted.
Two busted myths in one episode. That's a very productive episode. Well, I really appreciate your bringing these forward and asking these questions. I think, you know, the culture of medicine versus the evidence behind medicine is a constant discussion. And this was so helpful to highlight some of that. So thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So thanks for joining me in the first episode of Mythbusters. By the way, if you have any interesting ideas you'd like us to take a look at, please send us an email and we'll take a deep dive into the evidence behind some of these cultural phenomenons out there. So thanks for joining me, and I'll see you in 2 weeks at the next 5-minute check-in.